Welcome to Night Prayer from the Vicarage. Today is Thursday, the 7th of May, the evening before the commemorations for VE Day begin tomorrow. And of course, we won't be commemorating in the way that we thought we might have been 6 months ago. But nonetheless, the villages, as I've been around and about today, look absolutely fantastic. If you drive past St. Peter's Church in Pimpern, and please do if you have the opportunity, the flags on the lych gate and the flowers which the ladies, our flower ladies, have provided are absolutely fantastic. If you haven't joined us for evening prayer before, we'll be using the order of service for night prayer, which can be downloaded from the website. But please don't worry if you don't have one to hand. You can just sit back and listen to the words. Our readings this evening are Psalm 85, Deuteronomy chapter 11, beginning at verse 8 until the end of the chapter, and Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 15 until the end. So now we'll just take a few moments and know that God is with us, and we give thanks for the glorious weather once again. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And if you have an order of service, we say together, Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another that we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins. Heal us by your Spirit and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. And we say again together, Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death. Psalm 85, and the refrain, Show us your mercy, O Lord. Lord, you were gracious to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the offence of your people and covered all their sins. You laid aside all your fury and turned from your wrathful indignation. Restore us again, O God, our Saviour, and let your anger cease from us. Will you be displeased with us for ever? Will you stretch out your wrath from one generation to another? Will you not give us life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what the Lord God will say, for he shall speak peace to his people and to the faithful, that they turn not again to folly. Truly his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth and righteousness look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give all that is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before him and direct his steps in the way. Show us your mercy, O Lord, most holy God. When we come to you fearing that truth condemns us, show us that truth is one with love in your word made flesh, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, for ever. Amen. So the Old Testament reading from Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning at verse 8. A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat bread without sacrilege or scarcity, where you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you may mine copper. You shall eat your fill and bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, his ordinances and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks have multiplied and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then do not exalt yourself, forgetting the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, an arid wasteland with poisonous snakes and scorpions. He made water flow from you from flint rock, and fed you in the wilderness with manna that your ancestors did not know, to humble you and to test you, and in the end, to do you good. Do not say to yourself, my power and might of my own hand have gained me this wealth. But remember that the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, so that he may conform and confirm his covenant that he swore to your ancestors, as he is doing today. If you do forget the Lord your God and follow other gods to serve and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. Like the nations that the Lord is destroying before you, so shall you perish, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. This is the word of the Lord. The New Testament reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 6 until the end. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armour of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armour of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything to stand firm, stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, as shoes for your feet. Put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. So to that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it bodily as I must speak, so that you may also know that I am and what I am doing. Tychicus will tell you everything. He is a dear brother and a faithful minister to the Lord, and I am sending him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we are and to encourage your hearts. Peace be with the whole community, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who has an undying love for our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. And now we come to the top of page 5. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. And now the Nunc Dimittis. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. Mine own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. So now let us pray. Abide with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is drawing to a close. Abide with us, and with your whole church, in the evening of the day, in the evening of life, in the evening of the world. Abide with us and with all your faithful ones, O Lord, in time and eternity. Amen. So this evening we pray for this world of ours in its present state, as we always do. We particularly think of those people who are less fortunate than ourselves. We pray for the people of Yemen, for our brothers and sisters in South Sudan. We pray for all areas where there is war and conflict. And praying for refugees and displaced persons, lives are very precarious anyway, but now with this strange new virus, they are open to greater terrors. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our schools at this time, for Pimpern and for Dwestern, praying for the head teachers, Fiona and Nikki, and for all the teachers there in both schools at this moment, as they're working so hard to think about how they may open their schools with safety if and when that time comes. We pray for all the children in this very strange time, at home but also needing to find time to do schoolwork. And we pray particularly for those children in year 6 who are making the transition to secondary school. We pray for those children who would have been taking A-levels and GCSEs this year. This is a time of strangeness for them and a time of uncertainty regarding their education. So, Lord, we do hold them all up to you. And as we think about the VE Day, 75 years after the ending of the Second World War, we do hold before you all those veterans who are still living with us and able to tell some amazing tales of that time. But we think about the land girls, the farmers, the firemen, the policemen, who also did their bit for the war. And we give grateful thanks for the sacrifices that they made for us, so that we could have the life that we lead today. Yes, even today. And as we think about their sacrifice, we think about the sacrifices being made 75 years later by our key workers. We particularly pray for the doctors and nurses, for our GPs, pharmacies, the police, for all those who are going out and about and doing shopping for others, for all the volunteers. This time, we ask that, Lord, they feel your strength and your love and your support at this time. And we give grateful thanks for each and every one of them. Lord, in your mercy. We also pray for our own families at this time, particularly those members who we are separated from at this time. And we do ask that you pour down your love and your strength, and you surround them with a circle of love at this time, so that they are known, that they are loved by you, but also by us too. I pray for my son and daughter, Amy and George, for Toby, for Sarah. Lord, in your mercy. We continue to pray for those who are ill in our community at this time. We pray for Yvonne. Pray for Mike Hughes. Pray for Josie and Robin. For John Stitt. Pray for Catherine and her husband Graham, as he supports her through radiotherapy this coming week. Pray for Michael Higgins too. And just in a moment's silence, we hold up our personal concerns to you, Lord. Visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In peace we'll lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety. Abide with us, Lord Jesus, for the night is at hand and the day is now past. As the night watch looks for the morning, so do we look for you, O Christ. So may the Lord bless us and watch over us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us, and look kindly on us and give us peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all from this day forward and evermore. Amen.